Can you name me five venues that you people can look into?
I'm sorry.
That you recommend for people to look into it?
The Smell, Paraspace, Curio, Echo Curio, which used to be. That's what I've been.
It's on Sunset, right?
Yeah. There's not a lot going on right now. Dem Passwords is a great new space. I don't know. The Mime got shut down. People are playing a lot one a lot. Don't want to endorse it, but that's going on.
Hey, we got a caller.
Okay.
Anyway, hi everybody. This is Travis Kellerman of Buddyhead or Buddyhole, however you want to call it. You know. Right. And just called to say, you know, the show's like, you know, pretty okay, I guess. You know.
Travis, you're becoming a regular here at Skid Row Studios. You called in last night. You must really like what we're doing.
Whatever, you know. It's like so-so, you know. You guys don't play any Oasis, you know, my favorite band. I know all the cool bands, you know.
Which one from Oasis you like? Which of those guys do you like? You would like to get on?
Excuse me, which one... which one wouldn't I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, Travis Kellerman, you know, is known for knowing all the cool bands and all the cool, you know, trends. And I am a taste setter now, you know. A taste setter. Like, I set all the tastes. Like, I'll tell you that Oasis is the coolest band. And you better listen to me, fucking bitch. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, you know, people should just really listen to me and look at my website, Buddy Hole. You know? It's like, we got all the coolest shit there. We're fighting with Marilyn Manson and stuff. It's really cool there, man.
What's your website again?
It's buddyhole.com, you know? And you can go and check us out there. I came out on the radio as a gay asshole yesterday on one of the shows, and...
Why? You know, what happened? And, tell us.
You know, it's just, you know, I just had to come out and say, you know, I, Travis Kellerman, am a fucking gay asshole, you know?
So last night you were talking about how you love it when a man releases himself all over your face...
Right, and I love Latino men, and it sounds like you guys got a party going on in there. What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Yeah, we're having a party. Like
Piñata hour, is it? We're breaking the piñata later.
And notice it's just got, you guys got a lot of like Mexican music going on, and I guess I could dig it. I may have to go over there and check your papers, though. You know what I mean? Anyways, whatever, guys. You guys should play some Oasis and, you know, follow, like, the bands like the Icarus Line and stuff. And just, like, really, you guys should really get into it. You know
what? Talking about the green car.
Buddy Hole.
Talking about green car, I have to renew mine. It just expired 2 months ago.
Maybe he can help you. Maybe he has a connection.
Yeah. Probably.
You sound so hot. I was just telling my boyfriend, you know, that. But I don't know how. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how it sounds.
Anyways, guys, whatever. I gotta prepare for my DJ set. I'm gonna play Oasis and Icarus Line when I'm DJing. So anyway, take care. Whatever. You guys are so-so. And I'll keep an ear to the ground.
Keep listening to us every Wednesday.
Thank you.
Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays.
Whatever.
Okay, so that guy, we have a history with that guy, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, yeah, that guy. he changed his name to Buddy Hole, though. Instead of Buddy Head, now it's Buddy Hole.
Wow.
And he came out of the closet on the Verbal Vomit show last night, and so.
Whoa.
So he's tripping.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for him.
You know, that was a big step for him to do that. Yeah.
Transcending.
But I'm glad he did it on Skid Row Studios. You know. This is a forum where if you want to come out of the closet, you can do it. And
so,
right.
Buddy Hole took advantage of it.
We thank him for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Buddy Hole.
Buddy Hole.
Buddy Hole.